Our guest at the cafe this morning is Byron Taylor, the president and CEO of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. Byron, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, John Mark.
Yes, sir. Always glad to have you. So, in general, we've been through now several weeks of the reopening, and now we hear more about the resurgence of the coronavirus. So, what are your observations about business in Greenville under these very strange, unprecedented circumstances?
Well, Texas is obviously going through a resurgence, as we're hearing through the reports. So all efforts seem to be to just let everybody know to be safe and be protective as you go out into the public, whether it's in a business or otherwise. I have heard reports last night that outside is better than inside, so if you're inside, right, be more protective, basically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In general, things up to this point have gone pretty well for businesses reopening in Greenville?
In general, yes, and in general, most of them have reopened. We have a couple of restaurants that haven't quite made it that far yet, but other than that, most everything has reopened.
Mm-hmm. We talked with the Commerce Mayor Wyman Williams here a few days ago, and also Paul Voss, the Commerce Chamber Manager. They both say that it's a relative thing, but relatively speaking, commerce businesses have done pretty well during this, and in particular with the City of Commerce, their sales tax revenue has declined, but not as much as you know, you might have feared that it would. So do you know if that a similar thing has been seen in Greenville?
Well, yes, and we're seeing a decline, but it's probably going to be normal to see that. Thank goodness we had large scale stores here, big box stores here that were open during this that were stayed busy. It seems
That's good. Hopefully. That's a good point. All right, well, let's talk about a big event coming up, and that is the Greenville 4th of July celebration, which is always one of the biggest ones around Northeast Texas. And now, late breaking news, the Greenville City Council has decided to postpone the city's 4th of July celebration to a later date and to cancel this year's Park Street 4th of July parade.
Well, there's gonna be some change. First of all, this is a City of Greenville event.
Yeah.
Greenville Chamber helps promote this.
Understood.
They had already, back when they decided to go forward with doing this, which was multiple months ago, they had already planned in social distancing ideas, circles out on the lawn where families can be and be separate from other families.
Mm-hmm.
They've scaled back the certain amenities of this particular event. That is, they're not going to be having the kids stuff where they get to play in playground equipment and such bounce houses and things like that are not going to transpire. Also, we are promoting that. You know, some of our hotels over on that side of town where the sports park is have windows and rooms that face the sports park. There, we already suggest that people come for years to come watch the fireworks and air condition and out of the heat if you'd like that with families. And we do have families that rent out those rooms, and the hotels sure could use our help these days as travel is down. So if you're interested in watching the fireworks show from any of those hotels over there, there's four of them, Hampton Inn, Best Western, Holiday Inn Express, and Comfort Suites over in that area that could accommodate you until they fill up.
Well, that's a great idea. You want to be careful. You get a room that's facing the park so they can see the fireworks, but as long as those are available, and I imagine a lot of them will be, then that'd be fantastic.
And there's some other parking areas and restaurant areas, bar areas from restaurants that you can see these from too at a distance. So you can try to find a place that you're not around others if that's what you prefer.
But again, the Greenville City Council has decided to postpone the city's 4th of July celebration, which was going to take place Saturday evening, to a later date. So watch for an announcement about that coming up, we hope, soon. And to cancel this year's Park Street 4th of July parade. We're talking with Byron Taylor, and Byron's the president and CEO of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. So a couple of minutes left. There's a thing called Greenville Forward that you're involved in, and the main thing that's happening with that right now is that there's a survey you're asking people to fill out.
Yes, we're working on a comprehensive plan of what we are calling a not a pie-in-the-sky idea plan. We're trying to poll our citizens with a 16 a questionnaire that we've developed over multiple months to try to get to the bottom of whether or not people would like to be able to bike across Greenville better, and sidewalks maybe paid more attention to, what they are wanting to have in their downtown area, and what the focus should be. And you know, one of the things in our Greenville downtown area is this is no real park gathering place, for example. So there's a question on there about, you know, would you like to see that? And some of the questions actually have multiple choices where you choose your top five desires out of that question. So, you know, it's an economic development question. You'll have like eight choices, and you pick what's most important to you.
And where is this available, Byron, the questionnaire?
This will be on the City of Greenville website.
Okay, and there's still plenty of time for people to fill out that survey.
Yes, and this will be open for about three more weeks. We've had it up for multiple months now.
Oh, I see. About maybe another 3 weeks. All right, Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you, John Mark. Have a great week today and a great weekend.
Right. Byron Taylor, president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.